You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KBTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Venture Highway. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805. California
dream. Yeah, baby! Let's back up and
move to California. From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out 805favorites.com.
We have music.
No, don't we have music? Did I put Everybody's Hungry down music or not?
That's okay. We can sing it.
Okay.
Hungry, hungry, hungry.
Hungry, hungry.
You have contributor one, then the hungry song like it's contributor.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah
I'm good.
Okay,
so
well,
we just did.
There we go. Are you hungry?
We were doing it better.
We sang it wrong.
We sang the original one. Hungry, hungry, hungry. Kind of like beer, beer, beer.
Right.
Okay, now we've got it all. I know. Look at Spence over there going.
Yeah,
it's your fault, Tom. All right, we've got Chef Kilcoyne's coming in today, and he's taking Jason's place, and he's got some exciting stuff going on right now. You know, we all know about the sidecar and everything else. That's past tense now, okay? He's now moved forward with a food truck called Scratch, and I'm telling you, major, major hit out there.
First thing I want to find out is, what does a name mean? How did you come up with it?
Actually, as I was walking in this morning, I heard you say, is it because he makes everything from scratch? And that's exactly it.
Oh, okay.
You know, obviously starting out right now with the truck, space and everything is a little small. So eventually we're going to have, a bigger commissary that, you know, the eventual goal is to be making everything from scratch, down to our breads, our, you know, we did burgers yesterday and the buns were made, you know, we made our own buns.
Wow.
But down to, you know, tortillas and we're going to do eventually be at the farmer's market downtown Ventura on Saturday mornings. And goal for that is, you know, doing our version of like an Egg McMuffin sandwich. And so we'll be making our own English muffins and everything. So that's the main goal, is getting to that point to have as much as possible.
If I went to your place and wanted to order a sandwich and brought my own bread,
could you make it? Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I keep telling people that. There's quite a few people that I know that are gluten-free that when they show up, they're looking and, you know, they order like one small thing. And I've popped my head out the window and said, hey, you sure you don't want this? We can do this. You know, we usually have, we did a banh mi style sandwich, but, you know, it was to kind of fit the area, we did it as a burrito. So it wasn't on the toasted baguette. So it was the Vietnamese sandwich, and it had everything that you'd, you know, expect to find with a banh mi sandwich, but in a burrito. So it was a banh mi burrito. And,
Very nice.
It was a flour tortilla, but, there was somebody that came by yesterday, and, you know, she wanted it. I saw her actually tweet something about it, and she came and she couldn't have it because it's flour. So we did two tacos, corn tortilla tacos.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, corn you can have.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So we generally always have corn tortillas that you can do that, but definitely if you bring your own bread, we can make something.
Cool. Okay.
This has to be freeing for you. I'm seeing this, okay, because you're in a restaurant. And you've got all this pressure of being in a restaurant. These people are in there, and they're all demanding, and it's this and this. I'm not getting waited on fast enough. This drink isn't quite right, that, all that stuff. And now you're like, and it's the same square every single day, and now you're like out cruising around, different scenery, different dish. It's got to make you feel good. I'm seeing this as like a major great thing for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Of course, with anything, it's challenges. And, you know, right now it's, you know, I mean, going back 10 years ago with Sidecar, just remembering starting up a brand new business.
Yeah.
And, you know, figuring out, you know, it's like a game, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what if this works or if that works. And, you know, it's, you know, hopefully everything works out well and it's a fun game. You know, trying to figure out, you know, things like planning ahead so far in advance, okay, yeah, this is where we're going to be, you
right.
know, and squaring that away. Whereas, you know, with a restaurant, you're always in one location, you know, and we don't want to limit ourselves to be parked in one spot, you know, 6 days a week because, you know, I mean, we'd rather go. The whole point is with a truck, you should be able to go to different people's areas. And,
right.
You know, like I said, last night we were in Camarillo. We were parked outside Daryl's couch.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday during the day, we were parked in Midtown. You know, we've been parked at Fort Bricks. Today, during from 1 to 6, we're going to be parked at the new Farmers Market off Johnson Drive, so the East End Farmers Market. Tomorrow, we're going to be parked in Ojai near the Farmers Market. So it's, you know, but it's just that, you know, getting to kind of that point where you're ahead, scheduling ahead of time, okay, this is where we're going to be.
Right.
So
how do you find out your schedule, where you're going to be, if you want to follow?
Right now, mainly Twitter and Facebook. We are working on a website where we'll have that listing and information available. So
cool.
I see one thing I was wondering in my head, because there's a lot of food trucks out there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys kind of like trying to outdo each other as far as get to certain spots? I mean, you know, like, no, I want that spot and all this.
No, not at all. I mean, it's, you know, it's amazing that there's a lot of camaraderie, because especially in Ventura County, you know, the gourmet food truck scene is still, you know, pretty new. I mean, there's, mm-hmm. you know, maybe four or five trucks, you know, offhand that I can think of. And, you know, it's, we're all in it together. You know, if there's a big group of us that end up wanting to get together, I mean, you know, we're all in. The more the merrier.
It is. It's like car lots. You never see one by itself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, and it's a lot of fun, you know, and luckily it's a good thing for me to be doing, because word on the street is that you need to eat. Otherwise, you might die.
You know, we found that out this morning. And it's, you know, sometimes there's things that come down the pipeline. I'm 60 years old. And you learn at that moment. Yeah. I did not know that food was a necessity for life.
If you could go back 20 years and with the knowledge that you learned.
Oh, my
this
God.
Morning,
I would have eaten. I would have eaten. I've been wondering why I'm so lackluster.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's lack of nutrition.
All right, guys. All right. So how did you get started? Because you took advantage of this really cool program called Kickstarter.
Kickstarter, yeah. You know, I honestly, apparently, I've over the past 10 years, I've been under a rock or under a stove or something. I don't know. But when we were closing up Sidecar, we kept having customers coming in, you know, asking, do you have a jar that we could put some money into for your next venture? You know, and I thought, well, I mean, that's
very generous.
That's very generous. Strange. It's awesome. It's, you know, all these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, they started telling me, you know, well, you should do a Kickstarter for the next thing. Never knew what it was.
No.
Looked it up. And it's an amazing thing. It's, you know, all these little projects, you know, or big projects that, you know, new businesses, art projects, music,
mm-hmm.
You know, that people go on this site and, you know, it's a crowdfunding. You know, so you get right. your fans or family or just whoever put together this little project. And, you know, I mean, they can throw in a dollar. They can throw in up to, you know, however much.
Amazing.
And in turn, you give them little goodies. You know, we're doing, you know, we're going to be bottling our own ketchup.
Right.
You know,
right.
We make that from mm-hmm. scratch. That's going to be part of one of the things we have. And, you know, some of the money levels that people threw in. Is in turn they get, you know, they're going to get like a t-shirt of ours. They're going to get a bottle of ketchup.
Free meal. You know,
I saw the different things.
It was great. It was amazing how you put that out there and how many people came in there and just said, I want to donate to Chef Tim so that he can keep going here.
Yeah,
really,
it's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming.
It is very overwhelming. I mean, it's, you know, it's down to the last, you know, 2 days and, you know, I mean, it's a certain amount away, and, you know, it's sitting there looking every, you know, hour. You know, I at one point I was like, I'm not even going to look. I'm just
because it'll make you crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, but yeah, I mean, it's amazing that, you know, to realize that 10 years of work at, you know, in this town or county, that people really do appreciate what you've done, mm-hmm. and they want to continue
do.
To see, you know, be around and doing it.
I was going to say that's a really good point, because you do feel vested in your success,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you want you to succeed because, you know, you've put something into it.
And he's good.
And you're kind really of like good. The 805 people chef. I mean, you really did bring local to table. You were one of the first ones that did that.
Yeah.
And that really helped the farming community. I mean, we just had John on and you used a lot of his products.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, we still will with the truck and everything,
right.
You know, so, and, you know, that's the thing is, that, you know, it wasn't just, you know, our regular clientele, but other, you know, business relationships that are getting in on it, you know. You know, I mean, it benefits us having, you know, Farmer John or, you know, Four Bricks involved, you know, things
right.
like that. So,
right.
So yeah, it was an amazing project and came through, and truck will be out, and you know, part of the money is going to wrapping it, so it'll be not a white truck in the next week or
yeah.
two. And
looking
you know,
forward
awesome.
To that.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool.
Well, Chef Tim Kilcoyne, we are so pleased that you came in this morning. We know you didn't get home till like 2 in the morning.
It was a late night.
It was a late night because people want this man's food. I mean, he's just darn good at what he does. He's 805 Chef. That's how I look at him. When they say 805 and they talk about, oh, Tom and Sandy, they're out in the 805, I look at this guy as the 805 Chef. He's just a guy that's been there since day one, since we started doing what we're doing. He's
sure.
been around longer than us. And you know what? He deserves everything that's coming his way right now. He's a hard worker, and he makes a great sandwich and
he
everything
sure does.
Else. He sure does.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah,
we really
sure.
appreciate it.
Thank you.
This segment, Everybody's Hungry, is brought to you by FoodShare.
FoodShare.
Because everything that Jason does, he gives something back
yes,
to FoodShare, which is really cool.
Jason's a hard worker out there, and he really is in the community working for FoodShare, and he truly is a great ambassador of FoodShare. And like you say, when he goes out for a meal, he gives back a percentage. I think it's 10% that goes
I
back.
I think so.
So that meant that 99-cent thing I got the other day at Jack in the Box, I would have had to give 9 cents
nine
back.
9 cents, yeah.
Ooh, good thing I didn't get a thing for a buck and a quarter.
Yeah, you do cheat.
Yeah, then it would really
lot.
Be bad. All right.
All right. Well, we're going to go on a quick break. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.